This is 7:18 and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Now, you've declared again August off-grid month.
It is. It's that time of the year where we devote the whole month to talk about off-grid solar and battery systems, the pros and cons.
Pros and cons, yeah.
Should you? Shouldn't you? We know from our data analytics that our off-grid stories are our most viewed online, which is understandable since we install around 3 or 4 off-grid installations per month, and DMS Energy is well known for this very specialised solar part of our trade.
Yeah.
So first, what is an off-grid power system? Essentially, this is an electricity generating system of components that can provide an energy source that we can put to work. When I say work, I mean energise lights, refrigerate food, cook food, pump water, keep us warm, drive motors, etc.
Yep.
Most of our clients' motivation to go off-grid is the cost of connecting their property or site to mains or grid power. With the ever-increasing cost to connect to the network, in many cases, it's just a no-brainer to put in an off-grid system. So we've got clients out there getting quotes of $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 to connect their block to the power. And then if you can go off-grid for anywhere between $35,000 and $40,000, well, it's easy money.
Yeah.
Other times, it's not so clear-cut. But from a financial perspective, if the costs of connecting to the grid are the same or not much more than going off-grid, then grid connection usually becomes the off-grid obvious answer. It's a tough one because not so many years ago, like it didn't cost that much, even if it was a kilometre away to get power put on. But now it's a complete user pay system, so it's phenomenally expensive. So what can an off-grid power system power up? Well, the answer there is virtually anything. DMS Energy have powered up resorts, farms, large homes, small homes, shacks with these. There is no limit really to what an off-grid power system can energise, but it's not cheap. Generally speaking, an off-grid system will be harnessing an available source of energy that's there on the site. So we're using what's available, and all we're really doing is capturing, converting, and storing that energy. The energy sources we usually are tapping into are solar power, converting the sunlight into usable energy, wind power, which is harnessing kinetic energy from the wind, or hydro-generated energy, which is much like wind, is capturing kinetic energy.
Mm.
To be fair, we don't do much wind or hydro these days for small off-grids. Wind and hydro play a big part in the state's overall energy generation capacity, and we can use these in the smaller forms for our off-grid. But yeah, it comes to that old saying, if it's windy enough to justify having a small wind turbine, you wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, the cost to put a micro-hydro turbine in is very expensive. You've got to put in tons of pipe. All the stars have to be aligned. You have the right site, the right amount of water flow, the right head. It's just so much going on. Occasionally, you do meet the perfect site where you go, well, this is an obvious solution. And then people sort of want this stuff to be set and forget. And all of these things with that moving parts are highly maintenance involved.
Yeah, well, generally, wind and hydro is the domain of big players with farms and big industry.
Yeah. That's right. So this brings us to solar, and this is the easiest, most dependable of the small-scale off-grid generation sources. Lasts a long time, no maintenance or moving parts other than the occasional wash. DMS Energy, the largest installers of LG solar panels in the state, and along with other quality brands like Qcell. So, we've got our pretty good range of panels there to choose from. Now, we've looked at our energy sources, and what other components do we require? Well, storage is the next thing, especially with solar, because solar doesn't work in the night time. So it's great having all this free energy, but how do we store it? And the answer is batteries. There is quite a few different technologies and chemistries to choose from. These range from lead acid and lithium, which are the most commonly type used. There's a few more types of lithium now come up. Also, flow batteries is another one, and we've put in a massive flow battery installation on the northwest coast. DMS Energy, we primarily use SunGel for our lead batteries. We use Power Plus for our lithium. Another form of energy storage, and that is overlooked, is thermal storage. And we can even do this in a grid connect system. We can heat water, store it in insulated tanks, and use it later on.
Yeah.
It could be said it's the world's cheapest, lowest tech energy storage device. We generally will require an inverter. Solar panels put out direct current or DC. All batteries are direct current. Your car, Darren, that's direct current. It's just basically positive and negative. But our homes, we use alternating current, which is a bit too complicated to explain on radio, but essentially it's active and neutral.
AC/DC.
Exactly. Mm. So, but we need that. So the inverter is the device that converts DC to AC and in off-grid, and it also converts AC back to DC when we're charging from a generator. Every off-grid needs a generator.
Yeah.
Yeah. We mainly use Victron inverters. Today, we have talked about where we're sourcing our energy from our off-grids. We have touched on how we store our energy and what we need to convert the DC to AC so we can use it in our home or business or farm or whatever. So next week's AC coupling versus DC coupling. There are quite a few misconceptions regarding this in the off-grid world. Yeah, so for all your off-grid needs, and even if you're just a home DIY, we've got all the components here. You can come and buy them off the shelf. Call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. So we can help you out with that next solar project, whether it's big or small.
If you have any questions for Adrian, then send them through to the DMS Energy Facebook and we'll try and answer them on the Power Savers chat.
Actually, most of our questions are off-grid related, so if you've got a few, send them through.
Great stuff, mate. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.